Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost. Without them, we are nothing. He woke us up this morning and started us on our way. So anything that you come across today is extra. Amen, amen, amen. God is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. And I just have to sidebar and say this. Pastor, it's so profound. I have to keep it in my mind because it reminds me, if you can praise him in spite of, he will bless you because of. Amen. Amen. So that's the kind of week that I have, as you can see how I'm dressed. That is the kind of week that I have had all around me. Everything all around me, what can go wrong, can be wrong, kill my spirit, went wrong, and I just cried out. I just cried out. So, it reminds us that he prepares us for such a time as this. Jesus. Now, I had everything all planned. I had my suit in the cleaners. Everything all ready to go. What I was going to be wearing today. And lo and behold, after I got done bowling, looked at the clock, it was 7:15. I said, the cleaners is closed. I'm like, what? So Pastor's like, oh, baby, why you didn't remind me? Because I forgot to remind myself. I forgot to remind you. So I said, oh, it's no problem. Colors is pink and white. So, got enough white in the closet. I throw a white dress on and call it a day. Lo and behold, this morning, when I'm getting ready to get dressed, I go to the closet and I have three of them. I went to three closets. Three white dresses. Dirty. One of them was laying over the banister that I was supposed to put in the cleaners with the suit. I was like, Lord, he done stripped me. Stripped me down. Was supposed to get my eyebrows and nails done on Thursday. I am here as a pure vessel of Christ to bring the word of God. Amen. But I am enjoying all of this pink and white. Mother Rutherford, we so happy. She said, I went and tried on everything and everything too big. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Talk about losing weight in the Lord. Amen, amen. So, it's 11:15. We're going to go ahead and get started. I just wanted to share that with you guys. So now that I got that out the way, we can go ahead and dive into the Word of God. Amen? I'm excited about Women's Day. Pastor Arnice has shared with you everything. Those who did not get their shirts on Friday, I do have them today. So don't leave without. But I am so excited because it seems like each Women's Day is we venture off to something new. And it revives us even more so than we thought the previous year could do that. So our theme this year is leading by example. Let's start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for life, health, and strength. Heavenly Father, we thank you for being the example for us to follow. We are grievous of our sins, anything that we said, thought, and did that was not pleasing to you, our iniquities and our transgressions. Please forgive us of them as we forgive others who have done them to us. Heavenly Father, this is the hour of your word, the living bread. So as we read it and as we study it, please, Holy Ghost, let it be applicable to our lives. Yes. So that we can be ambassadors, continue to be ambassadors for you. When people see us, they say, what must we do to be saved? We're nothing without you. We give you the honor, glory, and the praise. For we pray this prayer in your precious Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Leading by example. So I'm going to read the scripture. Read along with me. It is 2 Timothy chapter 1. And it's going to be verses 3 through 8. Our theme is leading by example. This is Paul talking to Timothy, his last letter, and it reads, verse 3, I thank God, whom I serve with a clear conscience, the way my forefathers did, as I constantly remember you in my prayers night and day, longing to see you, even as I recall your tears, so that I may be filled with joy. For I am mindful of the sincere faith within you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. And I am sure that it is in you as well. And for this reason, I remind you to kindle afresh the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of timidity or fear, but of power and love and discipline. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel according to the power of God. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Leading by example. So, I have a little video I would like to show you. Remember, Paul is talking to Timothy, and he's saying, you come from good stock. Your mother and your grandmother has taught you about faith. So let's look at this video. Out of the mouths of babes.
Amen.
Now, and it was so profound when Markeisha sent me, that's my grandson, as you can see, my mini-me. It was so profound when Markeisha sent me this video clip. I was like, wow, that's our theme. I was like, oh, this is going to tie right in. But the purpose is this. That's my grandson. That's young Timothy.
Amen, amen.
That's young Timothy. Amen.
Yes, amen.
I'm Eunice.
Right.
Well, that's Eunice. I'm Lois.
Right, right.
There's one more generation, my mother. Amen.
Amen.
So it's generational. Amen.
Yes.
So the foundation, Eunice and Lois have set the foundation for Timothy. Okay? They set the foundation. And Paul, this is his last letter, and he's in prison. And he is trying to figure out, who am I going to be able to pass the torch to? And came across Timothy, and he's like, this young man, and as young as Timothy was, he was faithful. And he was in the Word of God. And Paul was encouraging him, telling him, you don't need to have a spirit of fear. March on, young soldier, march on. But see, going back to the theme and leading by example, see, Lois and Eunice set the example. Yeah. That's where the foundation is laid. And the foundation is laid mothers and grandmothers and aunties and uncles and fathers and grandfathers out of Proverbs 13:24. I didn't give it to Reverend Therese because I wasn't planning on making you guys go there. But 13:24 says, no, it's not. Did I say 13:24? Oh, gosh. Okay. It says, he who spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him diligently. That's laying the foundation, parents and grandparents. That's laying the foundation. And once you do that, over in Proverbs 22:6, it says, train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. See, Lois and Eunice were setting the foundation for Timothy, which is what we are to do. The Proverbs gives us instruction and wisdom on how to raise up the youth. Amen?
Amen.
Raise them up in the scripture. Raise them up in the ways of God.
Yes.
You know, we are creating an atmosphere for Christ.
Right.
And our culture, this is the culture of Christ being passed down from generation to generation.
Right.
You know, from my mother to me, to my daughter, to my grandson. These are generations passed down. And through faith and diligent teaching about Christ, who he is, each generation is going to love on Christ just a little bit more.
Amen.
Each generation is going to love on him a little bit more.
Right.
But we have to lay the foundation
for
that. Amen?
Amen.
That's leading by example.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand clap and pray. Now, as Lois and Eunice laid the foundation for Timothy, I am reminded also that even though we have older people leading by example, sometimes, you know, we have young people that will lead by example.
Yeah. Amen.
And I tell you the story of that wonderful young lady named Ruth. That young lady, is the youth that shows faith.
Right.
See, Naomi, her mother-in-law, you know the story. She had a husband and two sons, and everyone had passed away. So Naomi, being a Moabite, and the other sister-in-law, Naomi was like, just going on back. I mean, Ruth was going back. Naomi told Ruth to go on back home to your own homeland.
Yeah.
However, this is where the youth leading is setting an example of faith. Because Naomi was a loyal woman.
Right.
She was loyal. She refused to go back from where she came from.
Yeah.
See, you remember those times when you said, you know what, Lord, I'm not where you want me to be, but thank God I'm not what I used to be.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not going back there.
Right.
I can't go back there.
Right.
Now, Ruth is sharing this to Naomi. She was like, there's nothing back there for me. I know everybody's gone, all the men is gone, but guess what? God instilled in her the faith to believe that there is something better for her in the forefront of her life.
Amen.
Not in the back, but in the forefront of her life.
Yeah.
So Ruth says, you know what? Where you go, I'm going. Your beliefs, I will adopt them. Your God is going to be my God.
Amen.
Amen. See, we also need to understand that youth have to lead by example as well.
That's right. That's right.
Because they are surrounded by you. What we say, peer pressure?
Yeah.
Peer pressure bust pipes? But by us leading by example and setting the foundation for them, then them as youth will be able to set the example as well.
Right.
Amen? Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Naomi was so bitter about her loss in her life, she changed her name to Mara, which means bitterness. But the faith that Ruth had and how she walked in that faith, she was able to bring Naomi back to her present name, which is sweetness, through the birth of her grandson. See, she was bitter because she was losing life. But Ruth kept the faith of how God is going to be using her, which is the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the grandson that Naomi had, brought life back to her. That reignited her hope, reignited her faith in her God. It takes youth as well. Young people, we need you too. We need you too to set the example. Naomi was the mother-in-law, but she was going through too much. She couldn't see clearly. That's why we still need the youth, because they are also need to be lined up. But she got the foundation. And because she got the foundation, she was able to move in that faith for Naomi. She stood in the gap when Naomi was like, I'm done. I don't even want to be bothered. Matter of fact, y'all going on. I'm just going to go somewhere and just go on and die, because I don't have no more offspring. But Ruth exercised her faith as a young woman, knowing that God still has something in plan for her life. Amen? We got to keep that in mind, people. God still has something in plan for your life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we have the foundation of faith, which is our scripture. And then we have the youth showing faith, which is Naomi and Ruth. Now we're going to have leading by faith. And that's in John chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Now, I'm only going to read this one verse particular. I think it's two verses. I'm going to start with verse 4. Nope, I'm starting with verse 3. And when the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine. And Jesus said to her, woman, what do I have to do with you? My hour has not come. His mother said to the servant, whatever he says to you, do it. Leading by faith. The mother of Jesus in the book of John. All the other books, they say Mary, the mother of Jesus. But in the book of John, they only say the mother of Jesus. And I'm going to share that with you in a few minutes of why it's that. So Mary has been with Jesus, well, you know, since birth. She is his mother, right? Okay, so now that he has gone to be baptized by John, and now it's time for him to start his ministry. But his mother, in her leading by faith, said, it's time. Now Jesus was like, no, it's not time. But see, she led by faith. Because she told the servants, whatever he tells you, do it. She acted out her faith in her son, Jesus. In the Son of Man, Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Now, this is the very first miracle that Jesus gives at the start of his ministry. The very first miracle was turning the water into wine. Now, back in these days, the Jewish customs was they put out the good wine, and when they got drunk, then they put out the bad wine. That was their customs. Okay? But see, here's Jesus. He told them, he got them 6 barrels. He said, go and fill it up with water. Then I want you to take a cup, and I want you to give it to the host of the party. So the host of the party takes the cup, and he drinks it. Now remember, all the good wine is gone now. Okay? And it was frowned upon by the Jewish if you did put out some bad wine. You know how you go to a wedding, and you think you're going to sit up there and get roast beef, and you get pork loin. So that was the type of deal for the Jewish customs back in the day. And Jesus told the servants to take it to the host of the party, of the wedding. Said, take it to him and give him a sip. So he drank it, expecting it to be water, because they all filled it up with water. But he tasted it, and he was like, man, this tastes better than what I had. That right there lets you know that when Jesus put his hands in it,
okay,
it's so much better than what we had already had planned. So much better. So much lovelier with Jesus' hand in it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So he addressed him and he taught him the bridegroom. Coming back. But he addressed him and said, thank you. Because no one else, everyone knows the custom. But that was the start of Jesus' ministry. The first miracle. So let me sidebar. Let me go back. That was the first miracle of the New Testament of Jesus Christ's ministry. The last miracle, this is how angry God was with mankind. That last miracle was 450 years before then. And it was in Daniel. The book of Daniel, chapter 6, when Daniel was in the lion's den. That was the last miracle that man was able to witness. That means we're not doing what we're supposed to do.
Right.
When you're not seeing things on a daily basis, that means you're not lining up. We're not lining up. We're not worthy. That was the last miracle. And then King Darius was so profound about the miracle that Daniel had received from his faith. Remember that I talked about that a couple weeks ago? Daniel walking in his faith. He said, anybody that comes across here, you better serve the true living God. Because Daniel's God is the true living God that we need to be serving. That was the King Darius giving reverence.
Right.
To our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because of the miracle that he saw performed. Because he knew couldn't nobody come out of that lion's den.
See it?
He knew that.
That's right.
Matter of fact, he threw them in there who tried to put them in there. And they devoured him, them, their family, children, everybody.
Amen.
The miracle of Christ
is
within us.
Amen.
And we have to lead by example. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So that was the beginning of Jesus' miracle. And mother of Jesus was there from the very beginning. She was one of his first disciples. They talked about 12, but the mother was one of the first. Because she was like, I got faith. in Christ that he's going to do whatever it is that is supposed to be done. And he said, she said that. She said, whatever he tell you to do, go ahead and do it. Because she had faith. She walked in faith. And she led by faith. She had to continue to lead the disciples because they were still in awe. From that moment, when they saw the wine, water turning to wine, they was like, okay, we're going to really follow you now. Because they was following him to see what was going on. You know, let me see. You know how we are. I'm going. But, you know, I probably really ain't going to like it, but I'm going to go.
Right.
I'm just waiting. You know how people sit there and wait for you to fail?
Yeah.
You think they're your biggest supporters, but they sit around, they go with you just to see you fall.
Right.
Amen? Yeah. Amen. They will go with you just to see you fall.
Yeah.
Yes.
When you are lining up with Christ, know that it is your faith that's going to keep you moving.
Right.
Amen?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Yes. I'm almost done, guys. Look at this. John, book of John, chapter 19. Verse 25, starting with, and 26. It says, and I'm going to start with the second sentence. It says, but there were standing by the cross of Jesus, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. 26 says, when Jesus therefore saw his mother, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, and that was John, he said to his mother, behold, woman, behold your son. She was there from the beginning to the end. She led by example from beginning to the end. And that's why they did not call her Mary in the book of John, because Jesus knew what his assignment was. He knew what he had to do. But he also wanted to make sure that his mother was covered. And that's why he says, that's why it says mother of Jesus and not Mary. Because it's no longer mother of Jesus, because now Jesus is getting ready to be offered up. So now you are mother of John. That's why he couldn't say Mary in the book of John. So, from beginning to end, she led by example.
Amen.
From beginning to end. Remember, we're leading by example. That's Mother Jesus leading by example. Having the kind of faith that drives, the kind of faith that gives the unction in your spirit to continue to move on and to go on. And I can tell you story after story after story about how your faith, or how my faith, I'm like, really? Really now? Today? Of all days? Yes, today of all days. You are going to be tried on every side. Last week I said, we're going to have faith. No, Pastor said, faith. That faith envelope. I was like, I got faith, I got faith, I got faith. And your faith is what drives your favor.
Amen.
Your faith is what drives your favor. Let me tell you about faith driving favor. Faith. We had faith that we was going to get the roof fixed. We were going to get our roof repaired. We went with Hanson's. And there has been some challenges, to say the least, yes. But here is our faith. Our faith drove our favor, because when they started out, our roof was going to cost us $11,972. But the favor that God had over us, the roof now costs us $9,972.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. favor. That's favor. Matter of fact, that's favor when they say you be financed. That's favor. That's favor. That's faith driving favor. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And as I come to my conclusion, faith driving favor, that's why we have a faithful church.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We have a faithful church. Amen. Amen. I am excited about the faith that our church has in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because we exemplify that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So let me tell you what Jesus said about you. Faithful church. Revelations chapter 3, starting with verse 7. To 13. And the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, He who is holy, who is true, who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, and who shuts, and no one opens. This he says, I know your deeds. Behold, I have put you before an open door which no one can shut, because you have a little power and have kept my word and have not denied my name. Behold, I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie. Behold, I will make them to come and bow down at your feet and know that I have loved you, because you have kept the word of my perseverance. I also will keep you from the hour of testing, that hour which is about to come upon the whole world, to test those who dwell upon the earth.
Yeah.
I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, in order that no one take your crown. Here's the kill, the icing on the cake. Faithful church, this is your icing. He who overcomes, I will make you a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will not go out from it anymore. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and my name and my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. You are a faithful church, and because you are faithful and your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because you are faithful in the word of God, you are doing what he will have you to do.
Amen.
Now, this is in the future. This is the Church of Philadelphia, of course. And Philadelphia, another name for Philadelphia is brotherly love. And that's not what we have in this church. We have brotherly love. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So when he says he will keep you from going through, or keep you through, that means anything and everything that you're going through in life. Today. Tomorrow. Yesterday. He's kept you. He's been there. Why? Because you are keeping the word of God here in your heart. Because you are exemplifying who Christ is in you.
Amen.
So he said, if you represent me, I'm going to represent you.
Amen.
And this is what the word says in Revelation. This is confirmation.
Amen.
Confirmation. He is coming back.
Oh, yes.
And he's coming back for a church. I'm glad he's coming back for a faithful church.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'm glad he's coming back for a faithful church.
Yes.
And that's who we are. We are faithful in Christ. We are faithful because the word of God tells us that in being faithful, we don't have a spirit of fear.
Right, right.
But of sound mind.
Yes.
Power in the word of God.
Amen. Yes.
Out of the mouths of babes.
Come on.
So because we exemplify that faith, because we exemplify that non-fear, we have children coming up behind us that's not afraid to say they love the Lord. That's not afraid. Tell about the faith. Tell about the favor. Tell about being the example. Christ in us is so greater than any and all of our circumstances. And he tries to remind us that every day. But we make our problems bigger than our Christ. And we don't have to, because he didn't give us a spirit of fear. As Paul encourages Timothy to go out and be the awesome man of God he is, I am encouraging you to go out and be the awesome men and women of God that you are. With no fear. With boldness in him. Because of who you are and whose you are. We love you, Lord. We are nothing without you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us a spirit of non-fear. Giving us a spirit of positivity. Giving us a spirit of direction. Giving us a spirit of leadership. Giving us a spirit of Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. And let me tell you something. You may not know it right now, or you may not see it, especially if you've been leading by example. Don't lose hope. And don't give up. It may not look like it has sunk in to your child, your grandchild, your niece, or your nephew. It may not look like it, but hold on. Remember when you was going through. It didn't look like it to our elders, but we held on. Amen. So hold on. Know that you laid the foundation. We got the youth, and we're leading by example. There is no choice but to revere the Lord of God. And know that your generation after generation or after generation after generation is going to love on our Savior Jesus Christ. That's what we want. We want our generations to follow us as we follow Christ. That's what we want. That's what we need today. Because they're following a whole bunch of other stuff going on around here. Make sure that we are continually following him.
Amen.
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 Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. Praise. I'm following him. Amen. 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 You are called. You are chosen. So if you are called and if you are chosen, you have no choice but to be faithful.
Amen.
To our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Everyone stand to your feet. Glory Jesus to your name. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. There is none like you. There is none like you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're leading by example. Leading by example. I love each and every one of you. I love each and every one of you. I love each and every one of you.
Amen.
And I mean it. And what I do through the Lord, through the Holy Ghost, through my Father, as I show you that I love you. If we are not showing the love of Christ, nobody is going to believe the love of Christ.
Amen.
We have to show His love in order for individuals to believe His love. Jesus is love. Love don't hurt. Love don't lie. Love don't backbite. Love don't put nobody under the bus. Love don't gossip. And love definitely don't kill.
Amen.
So, remember, we have to speak life. There's life and death in our tongue. So if we are not speaking life, we're killing somebody. And that's not love. So let's love. Let's speak life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I love the Lord.
Amen.
He heard my cry. He took pick when I
Yeah.
And because I love Him so much, all I can do was show love to my children. How much Jesus loves them. Everywhere I go, I want them to know that Jesus loves me. And because He loves me, I love you. Know this. If don't nobody ever else tell you that they love you, know that I love you very much.
Thank you, First Lady.
These are tears of joy.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Tears of joy. Thank you, Mom. That discipline, training up a child, sparing the rod, spoiling the child. My mother had no problem. My brother is 42 years old, and she still has a belt that she puts on her great-grandchildren. But it's the discipline that makes you want to keep going. Anybody wants to have prayer, come on down. I'm excited.